So Mark 16:15 tells us, and we should know this by heart by now, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Has this come alive in you yet? Is this awake in you yet? We are assigned to go into the world and preach the gospel. And we broke down what preach the gospel was anyway. Just tell them about the love of Jesus. You don't have to preach a sermon. You don't even have to quote scripture. But all you need to do is preach the gospel that Jesus loves them. Because you know what? Everybody needs to hear that. That was Mark 16:15. And in verse 11, he appeared to the 11. What 11? His disciples. His disciples. And there's been a mindset that the 12 were his disciples. That's it. There were no more. You know, and some people look at it, well, I'm not his disciple necessarily. He had the 12. Those were his disciples. But we'll learn tonight that we are also his disciples. And when he's speaking the word of God, you go into all the world and preach the gospel. He's talking to this disciple. Talking to this disciple. He's talking to each one of us. And it's so critical that we embrace this as truth. So important that we embrace this as truth. In Matthew 28:18-19, Jesus said, he had just spoken to the 11. And then he said to them, all authority and power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. In heaven and on earth. Two different words. He didn't say in heaven and in earth. He said in heaven. Authority has been given unto me in heaven. But it's also been given to me on the earth. And so he won the battle in the spirit realm. We know that against the enemy. And again, he's talking to his 11 disciples. Was that the only disciples that were available? Those were the ones that he was training. Those were the ones that he was mentoring. So Matthew 4 verse 19 says, I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Follow me. You follow me as my disciple, accepting me as your master and teacher. I love that. And this is awesome. And walking in the same path of life that I walk. That's so rich. You follow me as my disciple, accepting me as your master and your teacher, and walking in the same path of life that I walk. This is Jesus talking. And then I will make you fishers of men. You know, we've been praying for the lost. We know that. We've been praying for the lost. But he's given us instructions now. You know, there's time to pray and then there's time to do, right? But I love that he said, walk in the same path of life, this is from the Amplified, that I walk in, and I will make you fishers of men. Wow. I love that. In verse 18 in Matthew 4, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers that were fishermen. And he said to John and James, he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I mean, they're walking along the beach, James and John were just throwing their nets in, and he's walking along and saying, follow me, and I'll make you a fisher of men. What? And they did. There's a record. They did. They followed him. They obeyed. What was it in them? What was it in Jesus? What was it that they could just get it that quick and knew? What was it? It's awesome. And this was his 11 disciples. He started to collect 11 disciples. And I said, maybe it was on Sunday, this apostle reached this apostle and that one reached that one and that one reached one. Each one reached one. And then there was 12. But in Luke chapter 10, the Bible says the Lord appointed 70 others. 70 other what? 70 other disciples, 70 others he appointed beside the 12. And he sent them two by two. And he said, go. And then in verse 9, he said, and heal the sick. Go and heal the sick. Luke 10 verse 9. sent them out two by two, 70 disciples beside the 12. And then in Luke 10:17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject in your name. They came back excited. They saw results. They saw devils tremble. They saw devils cast out. Obviously, they saw a spirit of sickness and spirit of disease cast out, whatever. But, I mean, they had a report and said, all the devils came out. All the ones we addressed in your name. They were subject to the name of Jesus. They were sent, the 70. They were sent, and the power of God was there for them. He equipped them when he sent them. We think we have to muster up this thing or whatever. But he equipped them when he sent them. That's profound. Why wouldn't he do the same for me? Why wouldn't he do the same for you? You feel in your heart there's somebody on your heart and you feel like you need to go say something. God's sending you. It's God sending you. And as he sends you, he will equip you with the right words, the right things to say, the right atmosphere, the right something. He'll fill your mouth. I mean, he didn't, the 70 that were sent, I don't see anything where he taught them then and there, well, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to do. He said, go and heal the sick. Just go and heal the sick. And they went and he equipped them. That's awesome. That's awesome. Matthew 4 verse 19 says, follow me as my disciple and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice and I know them and they follow me. They follow me. Matthew 9:36 in the Amplified says, when Jesus saw the throngs, he was moved with compassion because they were bewildered, they were harassed, they were distressed, they were dejected, they were helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep, God made sheep in the natural. God made sheep to follow a shepherd. God made them that way. And without that, the sheep are bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless. That's the condition of many people in this day and age that have chosen not to submit themselves to a pastor, to a shepherd. And I mean, I've seen it. They're just floating around in life and they're angry and they're, you know, but there's a safety there. And like in the natural, if you compare natural sheep compared to goats butt everything. They just butt everything. But where sheep just follow. They follow the shepherd and they know the shepherd voice. I've seen videos and stuff one particular thought that comes to mind right now is a man that went to Ireland and visiting family, and they went to see the herd of sheep, if that's what they're called, I'm not sure. And so the owner of the sheep said, call them, and this is what you say. And the guy did. Not one sheep moved. Not one sheep moved, but then the owner called them, and they all came, and they all came. They were all running, and they all came because they knew the shepherd's voice, and they followed the shepherd. And that's what we need to get through this, each one, reach one. Follow the shepherd. Follow the good shepherd. When he tells you, say that to this one. It doesn't have to be a sermon. I've said that so often. Just a word. Not long ago, Diana led her neighbor to the Lord. In one of the early statements, she told this woman, if you were the only one on the earth, Jesus would have died for you alone. And the woman said, if I get this right, the woman said, he would? A seed sown. How do you know when God tells you to speak to someone, to say a kind word, that you are not sowing a seed? Amarachi. But later on in the day, Laura comes along to the same person and she's watering that seed. You know what? Jesus loves you. And then the whole picture, what God will orchestrate to get someone saved. But somebody has to obey. Somebody has to follow the shepherd. We are all called to follow the shepherd. Are we willing to do that? If we are willing to do that, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. I will equip you to become fishers of men. I will equip you to win the lost. I will equip you. Whom he sends, he will equip. It was so simple. The 70, he said, go. They went and healed the sick and came back and said, holy moly, all the devils listen to us in your name. Think of it. That's amazing. It's amazing. So when he saw the throngs, he was moved with compassion because they were bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And so if I don't have a shepherd, that's what I'm like. And there's so many broken people right now out there. So many believers and non-believers. They don't have a shepherd to follow. And our assignment is to follow the shepherd. It's so important that we do that. I want you to go to Matthew. Oh, I didn't finish the statement in Matthew 28, verse 19. He said, all authority has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. And then he said, go and make disciples of all nations. That was their instruction. That was their job description. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's our job description as disciples. It is so critical that we obey that and we follow that. And, you know, like we are trying to build a foundation in each one of us because this is so foreign to most of us, myself included. I'm waking up. I'm trying to be more and more sensitive. I'm trying to be alert because like I don't ever recall being in a service where they told me as a disciple that I was to go out there. I thought it was the evangelist, you know, like Reinhard Bonnke, millions of people. And then my son, you know, one at a time. Steve's got that anointing as well. One at a time. And that's the call of the evangelist. Anointed to do it. Gifted to do it. And I thought, well, where are they? Because you guys know we prayed for evangelists for as long as. And it's like, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, I will make you a fisher of all men. So awesome. So awesome. So if he's called us to the Great Commission to go into all the world and tell, then he will give an opportunity for each one of us to do it if we choose to follow, if we choose to obey. Why wouldn't he? Those are his instructions. And what we just read about the 70, he told them to go. He created the environment, the circumstances. They just obeyed. They couldn't do it. I mean, it's the same as when we sow a seed, the word of God in someone, it is God's responsibility to save them. We can't save them. Our job is to tell. God's job is to save and create the right circumstances. We cannot save them, but we are required to tell them. We are required to follow him and listen to him. When we walk into the store, when we walk into Walmart, when we go to the doctor, whenever, if there's an opportunity, we are keyed into the spirit, to the shepherd and listening. Is there someone? Is there someone? One word, one kind word, you know, one act of kindness. I heard a story, a true story recently, and it impacted me. It was in the 60s. It was a little girl that was standing outside a church in the inner city, and she was not clean because she was from the inner city, and so she wasn't kept. And she stood outside the church crying. And the pastor walked by and asked her what was wrong. And she said, well, they told me that there was no more room for the children. Oh, this touched my heart. It does every time. And so he took her by the hand and took her into the church. And that was, might have been the elders. Who knows? Might have been said, yeah, we don't have room for you. You're dirty, right? Who knows? I don't know that part. That's how I'm seeing it. And so he took her into the Sunday school class. And that night when she was in bed, she prayed and said, God, please, can there somehow be some money so that they can make a bigger room so that the children can come to church? Well, then she died because she was malnourished, and I don't know the details of what happened. But when they found her, there was a little dirty little purse in her pocket, and it had 57 cents and a little note that said, God, please use this money so that there's a bigger room at the church so that the children can come to church. And so the parents knew that this little girl had a contact with the pastor, so they asked him to do the funeral, and he shared it at the funeral. And he shared it with his church the next that Sunday morning. It impacted the people, and they began to raise up money. You know, they got it. Oh my gosh, you know. And so then the news media, now this is in the 60s before electronics, the news media got a hold of it. So it would have to be word of mouth or telephone or snail mail, right? And that's, but I mean, it spread. And, before long, there was enough funds to build a sanctuary and a children's church that would seat 3,500 people. But it all started with 57 cents from a little girl. One act of kindness. One act of kindness. We don't know the profound effect it'll have on the person that you are rescuing from hell. One kind word. One seed sown. You're not responsible to save them. You're responsible to go tell, and then God will equip you. The power will be there. Right? The first class, the first session we did, we looked at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You have, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have received power to be a witness, to go and tell. When you're on the witness stand, you have to tell truth, right? And we broke that down, but we are still on this. Go and tell. Wake up. I need to wake up. I need to wake up. I've been asleep in that area. To my knowledge, I've never been taught this. I was waiting for people like Steve and my son and Reinhard Bonnke. But here I am, the disciple of Jesus, the one that wants to follow the Good Shepherd, right? That's what we want to do. We cannot save them, but we must tell them. We have to get a hold of this, and this is my prayer, that we get a hold of this, and we're staying on this, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we need to keep hearing it until it is such a part of us, so that we just automatically step out of the car, walk into Walmart. Who's here? Who needs something? I heard a lady give a testimony to this, and she said, I walked into Walmart, and the Spirit of God said to me, go buy that lady diapers. And she was fully pregnant. And so she walked up to her and her husband and said, here's some money for diapers. Can I pray for you? And they both stood there crying, and they said, we've had a really healthy pregnancy, but we're having late-term complications. Would you please pray for a safe delivery? And I mean, they're standing there in Walmart. She said, I walked out on cloud nine. Right? And you just do. You just do. And that's the energy that we need to build here. I'll call it energy. The anointing. But will you be a follower of the Good Shepherd? Will you follow him? Will you be available for him? Will you surrender yourself to him in this area? Paul told Timothy, was a pastor, and Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist, a pastor. Do the work of an evangelist. He was a pastor, and he could have said, but I'm a pastor. But a pastor, a teacher, the fivefold ministry, they are too disciples of Jesus Christ, and they are too to win the lost. They are too, each one reach one. None of us are exempt because we are all disciples of Jesus Christ. We are all followers of the Good Shepherd. And we will follow him, right? Can we surrender to that today? Can we say, I will be available. I will follow you. I will follow you. And I put my trust in you that when you tell me to go, I will trust that you will equip me. And you need to get that scripture from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and verses 9. Get it into you. Get it into you. Get it into you. He said, go heal the sick. And he did the rest. And they came back and said, holy cow. The devils are jumping out. He did the rest. We can't save them, but we must tell them. We must tell them. It's so critical. So what I want to do tonight, I want to pray and ask the Lord to send us into the harvest. But I want to take a few moments just to get quiet. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer of surrendering to God and saying, God, I want you to, while we are quiet for a few minutes, we're going to ask the Lord to show someone, one person to you that you need to talk to. One person. And then I will lead you in a prayer. Michelle, if you would, I just changed my mind. Would you play that song, I'm Available? So while that song is playing, it's really a song of surrender. While that song is praying, God, where is that someone? Where is that someone that I can reach? So open your heart. And the first person, the name that comes to you, that's who you're going to pursue, because we're going to stay on this for a few weeks. Okay. It's an act of surrender to the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Hallelujah. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And then we're going to ask God to make us available in a way that we've not known before. Okay? So just say this after me. Dear Lord, this person cannot come to you on his own unless the Father draws him. I ask that you draw this person to you. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to begin the work in their lives today. And that today they are marked for eternity. Because it is your will that they be saved. For your word says it is God's will for all men to be saved. Please give me your words and set up the circumstances over their lives from every possible angle. Give them every single chance to know you again and again. I say I am available right now. I surrender and ask you to help me reach this one. Amen. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to ask if you will pray for that specific person, only that person. You're reaching the lost. This is about reaching the lost. That person. And pray for them for 2 weeks, the next 14 days, until we have a meeting again. Next week is young adults, so it's our different Wednesday. There won't be teaching, but they'll be praying for the lost. But for 2 weeks, every day you pray for this person that the Holy Spirit has just dropped in your heart. Okay? And that's what I'm asking you to do. Each one, reach one. I have stickers on the back table that if you want to put some stickers on the dash of your car to remind you, on your fridge, on your mirror, bathroom mirror, whatever, just to remind you, I'm going to pray for this. Oh, yes, I need to pray for this. I need to pray for this person. And pray for them every day. Take authority over the darkness on them and ask God to bring them into the light. Ask God to set up the circumstances. And remember, you can't save them, but you can tell. One act of kindness. Remember the little girl and the lady with the diapers. One act of kindness. But just to be available for the lost. That is so, so, so critical. So for the next 10 minutes, we are going to pray for that one that God has just dropped in your heart. Pray specifically for that one. And that's how we're going to pray for the next 14 days, two Wednesdays from here. So, Father, we pray for that person. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you draw them. We've asked you that already. We break the God of this world off of them. You put the blinders off of them, and we say, take the blinders off in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you shine the glorious light of the gospel on this person's heart in Jesus' name. Thank you that you set up the circumstances. Thank you that you begin the drawing. Thank you that you give us the words, Father God. We can trust you. You're the shepherd. We know your voice, and we will follow you because we are your sheep. And you will give us the words, the things to say or do, and we will go and do, just like the 70. They went, and they went and did. They did what you told them to do. And you equipped them to do what you instructed them to do. That is your department. Our department is to go tell. Stop for the one. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you help us right now, Holy Spirit, to pray for them. We stand in the gap for them. We stand in the gap for them. We are like on a rescue mission, rescuing them from hell. Rescuing them from hell. Kori andoro bakarasi tikista nati asta. Aranasa standoro bokore begere siti. Iranana sistito kola kiatasta. Aramakarasi starabakiata la bakarabagarasta. Oh, storo bokore begere nisto soto lo bokore begesi. Aranatias de sata labakio soto. You said if we would follow you, you would make us fishers of men. We've made a decision today that we are available and we will follow you. And we boldly declare we know your voice. We know your voice and we will follow the voice of the good shepherd. You will give us those opportunities. You will open the doors. You will give the words. Anakiasta. Aranatias de sata. Kelevo korabaki asastondo dedini sitina masta. Oh, we stand in the gap. We are on a rescue mission, rescuing them from hell. Masasto totolabaki asastra. Aramaki asastra. Whether we sow the seed or whether we water the seed, it doesn't matter. Father God, it's all in your plans. You orchestrate the circumstances. Oh, Os to to kolokrosus tutanikisi, aranatias de sandorobokos de soto, ekilakias estata talamarias de soto, aramakias estata. Let this be a group of people that are awake. We will no longer slumber and sleep, but we are awake and surrender to the Great Commission in the name of Jesus. Netalakiasta aramakarasita. Istarabakias stata tolamaki andalabakiasta aramakis stata tolo korosasto edenetista sanamakiasto handarama hananata aranatas stato storobokore begesti atalabakias stata tolobokore begesi aramakarasitiki stato kologorosto so etalabakias stata taramaki andarobokosta. Ola korasutukus tuteki esti, idanatias de satalabakeresiste, alakias estata kalabakion dorobokosta. I am available. I am available. I will do my part. I will do my part in the name of Jesus because I am available. I have surrendered my will to you. Anastu, I am available. Nasto tokolo koroso tokostoro bokora bekisi. Istara bekiasa standora bokora bekiasta. Arama karasiti kista takiasa sta. Oh, storo bokosta, I will go. I will go. I will go when you send me. Ala kiasta satala bekista. Aranatiasta sotolo bokore begeresista. Hina kiasta, and I thank you that you will equip me. Anakiosta sotokosto tokola kiasta. Ah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So I want to take a few minutes. I told some of you guys last week, I think, that we have a theme song on each one or each one. It's really awesome. It's really awesome. So that's going to be our theme song on Wednesday nights until God says, okay, it's time to move on. But it's a really good song. And Michelle's going to bring it up. And then you are dismissed. Don't forget to take the stickers, as many as you want. There's a stack of them there, as many as you need, to be reminded to pray for this person for the next 2 weeks. Amen?
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it at all. But each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we each one reach one, the message is unchanging. Go ye into all the world and share the love of Jesus. Far away or door to door, you see, just like somebody told you that Jesus loves you so. You must tell someone who will tell someone until the whole world knows. For each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Jesus is the way. If we reach one, reach one, so will you go and labor? Will you hold high your life? One by one and two by two, we can win.
We got a song. Yoo-hoo, we got a song. God is good, right? It's so good. Anybody need prayer? I know Joe's not feeling that good, so we'll just pray for him for a minute. Tony either? So, Father, we pray for Tony and Joseph. We come against that spirit of infirmity. In Jesus' name, you bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word of God to them, and we ask you for the grace, your grace, for them to receive your healing touch right now in Jesus' name, because by Jesus' stripes, they were healed. And we thank you for your healing power at work in their bodies in the name of Jesus. Amen. Each one reach one. Each one reach one.